This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Keep Cincinnati Beautiful is a nonprofit organization that fights litter and blight in the city, promotes sustainability, and cultivates community pride through education and beautification. A local public relations firm is working with Keep Cincinnati Beautiful to raise awareness of its efforts to keep our city looking good. And they came up with the Seven Summits Challenge, one man's attempt to conquer the seven hills of Cincinnati all in one day, collecting trash along the way. And joining us in the studio to talk about the work of Keep Cincinnati Beautiful are Executive Director Linda Holterhoff and Development of Communications Director Denise Brodsky. And joining us by phone as he climbs the summits of Cincinnati, Steve Kissing, Managing Partner and Chief Creative Officer at Wordsworth Communications. And you can join our conversation, 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Linda, Denise, and Steve, good to have you here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Steve,
greetings from the summit of Mount Storm.
Oh. I was going to ask where you're at. You've got a beautiful day for doing this, Steve. How are things going out there?
They're going well. Just got to the top of summit number 5, Mount Storm, and everyone made it safely. I'm happy to say the weather's been beautiful, especially down in the lower elevations up here. Near the top, it's considerably colder and windier. A touch of snow blowing around, I think.
You know, I talk about this being a one man's work at cleaning up Cincinnati. You actually have a team with you, though, correct?
I do. I have several Sherpas who have joined me on each of these climbs, and so they're helping me collect the litter along the way. And then just generally, as good Sherpas do, provide me with support and encouragement and carry the heavy things.
and I think we should point out, too, that you are doing, unlike the earlier people who climbed Mount Everest and peaks like that, you do not have the benefit of ropes or oxygen, do you now?
That's right, yes. No supplemental oxygen or ropes. And, you know, this whole idea was kind of inspired by those intrepid adventurers who have climb to the top of the world's seven summits, the highest mountain on each continent. And it usually takes those people several years to get that done. And, you know, I'm knocking this out in a day, which, yeah, just saying.
What are the other six summits you're going to be working on or have worked on? Or
Yes. So I already have Mount Lookout and Mount Washington and Mount Adams and Mount Auburn in the bag, as well as Mount Storm. And if we continue to do well, we're going to move on to Mount Airy and then conclude at Mount Echo.
Linda, this is all on behalf of Keep Cincinnati Beautiful. I mean, tell us about your nonprofit organization. You do a lot of good things here in the city. What are some of the efforts you have going on?
Well, we have really been focused on what we consider our urban revitalization efforts and taking areas that are blighted, that have high crime, and trying to change the look of those areas with the community, with the city's help. And we do that through the private lot abatement program. That is essentially a new program that Mayor Cranley has put together, and I think it can be a real game changer for the city. We're the laws were changed that allow us to go on to private property. That way we don't get, you know, trespassing, have any problems with that, but we can go on private property and abate the nuisance, and then a charge will be put on the owner's tax bill. So we are working really hard along with public services, and that's, you know, our contract with the city is through public services, and we couldn't do half of what we do without them. And then we look at trying to change the look by painting doors and windows on the boarded up doors and windows. And I know you see a lot of that.
Is that Future Blooms? I think
that's our Future Blooms program.
Okay.
And we morphed it into our whole urban revitalization, so that it's a package, like on McMicken, where we took the retaining wall and we had Lowe's Heroes come out and actually fix the wall. And then the Future Blooms group came and did a design, And then our Lowe's Heroes came back again and painted that design on it. Changed it. I mean, it was just like night and day. People can go to our Facebook site and check it out.
Well, how do you work with the neighborhoods? And then are you like targeting specific neighborhoods, specific areas when you do this work?
We do. We work with neighborhoods that, you know, come to us and say we need help. And so we had been involved with the NEP, of course. We've been very involved with the Neighborhood Enhancement Program over the years. And that area, the McMicken area, was part of the Neighborhood Enhancement area, a little bit out of the actual focus, but still an area that really needed help. A lot of prostitution, human trafficking in that area. I know Yvette Simpson was very much pushed a lot of change for, you know, change. And one of the things that has to happen is not just the crime prevention, but also the look of that community. So we also work with the neighborhoods, their cleanup chairs. So they come to us and we give them support, tools, bags, all the things that they need to have a good cleanup. And then they go out and get their own volunteers. So that's basically the Great American Cleanup. And we do that from March all the way through November. So we're kind of coming down the home stretch here.
But there's still opportunities for people to get involved with that.
And, you know, we really work hard with trying to get corporate volunteers to help us because they can really lend a hand to those overwhelming problems in communities. We have right now, I'd love to get a corporate group to help us on an illegal dump that we have of, like, I would say maybe 1,000-plus tires that we like to roll out of a community and into a garbage truck and to the recycling center.
Denise, how things go in terms of community support? Do you get a lot of support for the efforts that you have underway?
Oh, constantly. Yeah. Absolutely. We have so many neighborhoods. In fact, this morning I was with Steve climbing up Mount Washington. And and I'm telling you what, those folks up there, they were cheering us on when we got up to the water tower. And I have heard that you have to be somebody for them to really open up that water tower. They just don't open it up for anybody. So
we got the peek inside.
We got the peek inside, yes. And they handed us. Go ahead, Steve.
Medals. Yes, and they presented us medals.
Absolutely.
And I wasn't expecting one, you know, that early in my journey. Since, you know, I still had six more to go after that. I thought the medal would come at the White House, but it was nice to get that one there.
It was great. And, you know, all along the route, they're taking pictures of us and telling us, we love you guys. We love Keep Cincinnati Beautiful. The support has been fantastic. We launched this on our Facebook page and on our website, and Steve and Wordsworth Communications had put together a fabulous website dedicating it to the Seven Summits Cincy Challenge. And since that has been up, we have had so much fun with it. Steve is a hoot.
So, Steve, we can follow your exploits online?
Oh, yes. You need to go online. Steve, tell them the email address or the Facebook.
Seven, Summits Cincy with a Y. Seven Summits Cincy, and that's the handle at both Facebook and Twitter, as well as a .org website. So, check it out. There's still some, you know, fun to be had this day. We're far from over, and when it comes to mountaineering, you know, anything can happen.
We will continue our conversation about Keep Cincinnati Beautiful, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Joining us in the studio to discuss the work of Keep Cincinnati Beautiful are Executive Director Linda Holterhoff and Development and Communications Director Denise Brodsky. And joining us by phone as he is out there climbing the summits of Cincinnati, collecting trash along the way with his Sherpas, Steve Kissing, Managing Partner and Chief Creative Officer at Wordsworth Communications. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Steve, Linda has been just raving over your online stuff that she wants you to describe it to us, because it's something else, isn't it, Linda?
It is. Steve, you need to tell them about your preparation to make these climbs.
Yes. Well, the intent of the whole program, you know, is just to remind people, what a beautiful city we have, right? Certainly, our geography, our topography is such a big part of that. But that, in many ways, we're a beautiful city, but it just doesn't stay that way on its own. It takes effort, and this whole program is intended to remind people of that, and also to use social media and some humor to, you know, hopefully engage people and kind of pull them into this and accomplish the objective of making them more aware. And so, starting about 2-3 weeks ago, I started posting some of my training videos where I was preparing for the treacherous conditions that I was, you know, I'm certain to face.
Is this like the Rocky movie when he was training, Steve?
Similar.
Very similar. When you watch these videos on Facebook, you'll hear that soundtrack in your head before. But for instance, I spent some time going about a third of the way up several of these summits just to acclimatize and get used to the thinner air. And what a lot of people don't know is as you get up higher on these mountains, you know, your brain function starts to slow down. So to kind of demonstrate that, I took a second grade math test sheet, you know, kind of 4+2. You know, 6+1 kind of thing. And someone videotaped me while I did that test. And I struggled with it. Most of the answers were wrong. Then I took it again back at sea level, and I got an 85. So, I mean, the difference.
Steve, my favorite one was when you were demonstrating if you happened to come across a snake, a venomous snake, and it bit you, how you would be able to extract that venom out. That was the most, that was hysterical. And your wingsuit. Tell them about your wingsuit.
Yes. It's funny that you mentioned that, because moments after this program is over, I'm going to be donning a wingsuit. And if the weather conditions are okay here on Mount Storm, I'm just going to take a flying leap off.
And, thank goodness. I thought you were going to say you were going to jump off the Carew Tower or something like that. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Almost that bad.
So, we're not doing anything illegal, right, Steve?
Right.
Steve, when you were coming up with this idea, how did you know it would go over well in Cincinnati? I mean, what was the feeling you had?
Yeah, I guess just being a native, I know that, you know, there's this thing that we have for any number of things, but, you know, one of those are, you know, the seven hills. And what's kind of interesting about that is that there isn't even necessarily agreement on what those seven are, right? But just that, you know, there's this,
that there's
this
seven,
sense in our culture here, right, that there are seven. And then when I made that, kind of in my head, made that link to the World Seven Summits, I thought we could have a lot of fun with it. But the truth is, no idea whether or not, this would connect with people or not. And as a matter of fact, when I reached out to Keep Cincinnati Beautiful, because I came up with this idea, okay, who could it help? And Keep Cincinnati Beautiful came immediately to mind. And so I just cold called them and spoke to Denise.
And I was wondering, who was this person on the other end of the phone?
And you know, what is he up to? But fortunately for me, they saw some promise in the idea and were willing to be a part of it.
So, Steve, how much trash have you picked up so far today?
Well, let's see. I think in round numbers, I would say we've collected at least 15 to 20 garbage bags.
Oh, yeah. We'd climb.
There are limits to how much we can carry, of course, and safety is a concern. So don't want to overburden, anyone. That's about the volume that we've collected so far.
Yeah, that you know, it really is sad that we can't really get across to people that it's just not right to throw things out your window, and that there is nobody behind you keeping it clean, and that it becomes an eyesore. And litter, as we always say, begets more litter. It leads to that whole idea of the broken window theory. So, you know, just tossing a cup out of the window of your car has a lot of implications to the city. It costs, I think we try to do some cost estimates, how much it costs to pick up one piece of litter. And it's in the hundreds of dollars to pick up one piece of litter.
Just one piece, that much.
It is. And there's millions and millions of litter that is strewn along the highway every year. And ODOT goes out and picks it up. But it is amazing. We do a state roadway cleanup every year. And we just touch. It was just the tip of the iceberg. And we'll pick up tons with 100 people. And it still doesn't get all the litter that's along the highway. It's something that, you know, I just can't fathom that people will continue to just throw things along the highways and along our beautiful roadways throughout the corridors that come into your city. That's your home, you know. When people see it littered, they don't want to stop there.
Yeah, any idea, Linda, how much trash you're getting off the streets
each
year? Well,
we picked up over 1 million pounds of trash last year.
Wow.
And it's amazing. You know, we count it. We count every bag that we pick up. It's about 20 pounds a bag. So Keep America Beautiful gives us these parameters to work in. If we're on the highway, it's a lot heavier. So we pick up, and we've been really focusing on illegal dumping as well. And that's a lot of really heavy stuff. We're trying to find and catch those people that are illegally dumping, and we're seeing some success right now. We're using surveillance cameras, and you know, we're not, and the police have been very good at wanting to catch them, prosecute. So, but I wanted to go on one other before we run out of time. Keep Cincinnati Beautiful, over the last 21 years that I've been executive director, has had a really strong education program. And we see about 25,000 kids a year. I've never given up on that part of our programming. You know, a lot of times when you have budget cuts or whatever, but it's so important. And just recently, after, you know, all these years here at Keep Cincinnati Beautiful, we've had a couple kids come up. Well, they're not kids anymore. They're young adults come up to Barb, who is our education person, and say, you know, I heard you come into my room when I was in first grade, second grade, and I used to litter, and I don't now. So it's like, It takes that generational thing, but we have, you know, just kept at it about it's not good to litter. Here's what happens when you litter. We have a segment that we do with the Cincinnati Zoo about how litter hurts animals. And I think that really connects with the kids. So, you know, we're really trying to show them that it's not okay to throw down that candy wrapper, that potato chip bag. It's not okay to litter your community, because your community is your home.
So you think we're making progress, though?
I do. I think we are making progress. As much as I see, you know, Keep America Beautiful had the iconic crying Indian, you know, that ad. That did change behavior. And it's very difficult to change cultural, you know, the culture and the behavior. But that resonated. And I think that, you know, whole thing helped a whole generation see that littering was wrong and stopping it. It also went deeper into pollution as well. So, but with the affiliates, getting into the schools can make a big difference.
Well, Linda, Denise, and Steve, thank you so much for joining
thank
me this
you.
Afternoon. And Steve, be safe out there, Steve.
And I'll be joining you. I'm on my way,
Linda's
Steve.
Linda's on her way.
I'm on my way.
Yes, looking forward to that.
From Keep Cincinnati Beautiful, Executive Director Linda Holterhoff, and Development and Communications Director Denise Brodsky, and Steve Kissing, Managing Partner and Chief Creative Officer at Wordsworth Communications. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our program are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's show was Pete Reitmeier. The technical director was Kevin Rawinski. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Science Friday, coming up next on 91.7 WVXU. Kimberly Burge, author of The Born Freeze, writing with the girls of Guguletu, joins us on the next Cincinnati edition to share what she learned while conducting a writing group for young women in post-apartheid South Africa. We'll also hear how her experiences and the spirit of those young women are being used to support women locally. And in Focus on Technology, using water to insulate your home. That's Cincinnati edition, Monday afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.